Phillips in the breakfast with you through till 9:30 on BBC WM. Almost 1,000 people have been evacuated from the besieged Libyan city of Misrata and have now arrived in the rebel stronghold of Benghazi in the far east of Libya. Some of the evacuees have been injured during the continuing attacks of Colonel Gaddafi's forces. The Birmingham-based charity Islamic Relief has been sending aid to Misrata, and Mohammed Assar is from the charity and is live from a refugee camp on the border of Tunisia and Libya for us this morning. Mohammed, very good morning to you.
Oh, hi, good morning.
Thanks for taking the time to speak to us on BBC WM. Can you, I don't know, give us some kind of sense of what sort of humanitarian situation is unfolding out there where you are?
Well, as I said to you, we've been here within days of the conflict starting back in February. We've been working in a camp with an implementing partner with UNHCR in the Ras Tashbir area, which is the Al-Shusha camp. But in addition to this, we're also working within Libya itself. I have colleagues which are working in Benghazi, distributing with humanitarian aid, working with our agencies on the ground to ensure that the needs of the people are being met.
And what's your reaction to the intervention of Andrew Mitchell yesterday? You will welcome what his comments I'd have thought.
I think the state of the people on the ground, they need humanitarian assistance, whatever form that takes. We were involved with WFP just last week. We had a shipment that was sent out to Misrata. An indication, as you know, there's heavy fighting being reported in Misrata, and there's unconfirmed of civilian deaths. And sorry, you're breaking up a bit. Sorry.
That's all right. We can hear you loud and clearly here. I appreciate you in a very difficult circumstance there. What more do you think could the British government, Andrew Mitchell is International Development Secretary, what more influence could we be having on that situation there that might bring this conflict to a quicker conclusion? Carry on, Mohammed, we can hear you.
Okay, excellent. Well, we appeal to all our agencies. We're working with other agencies and we work with all governments to ensure that the needs of the people are being addressed. Any help that we can and anyone can provide will be greatly appreciated. The things of state, it's a state of flux here right now. As I said, we're in Al-Shusha camp. It's predominantly migrant workers, but now we're seeing a heavy influx of Libyan families coming over from the border.
What sort of state are people in that you see?
This is placing a heavy strain both on the local community here in Tunisia. Many of them are hosting these residents arriving.
Sure. And what are they like, Mohammed, when you see them? What kind of condition are people in when they arrive in these camps?
I was 2 days ago, I was in Dahaba, which is a crossing, and all you see is just lines and lines of people just in their vehicles, just with whatever they could grab. They're coming over, crossing over with a lot of uncertainty. They don't know what's going to happen to them now that they're in Tunisia. All they care about is just running with their lives. Their safety is their first thing. They've left everything behind. I met a lady, she's about 19. She's a student. She was grateful that she was able to flee her country and she was with her family. But one of her concerns, she said, was, look, I was a student. I studied computer sciences for 2 years. And one of my greatest regrets is I left my laptop behind. So this is not just, it's about people have just left everything, ran out, and now they're saying, oh, what about my lives? Because this is causing a lot of disruption to their livelihoods,
Mohammed,
and their homes.
Mohammed, appreciate you coming on this morning. Thank you very much indeed. Mohammed Assar from Birmingham-based charity Islamic Relief on the Tunisian-Libyan border live this morning with us on BBC WM.